Well, talk about pressure. We earlier spoke with Brian Pendleton, the unfortunately named Brian Pendleton with the initials BP. Name's not bad, but BP isn't the best Twitter handle to have right now. Lots of negative tweets going to Brian Pendleton. And ever since the leak started, we've been asking our listeners for their reactions. Kel in Stillwater, Oklahoma, called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I think it's tragic that we've allowed the oil companies to be so negligent and not being prepared for some kind of catastrophe as this. You know, you would think that they would be checking their equipment at least once a week to ensure that all these safeguards are in place. Obviously, that was not happening. Shame on them and shame on us for not making sure that that happened.
We've also talked about the controversial CEO of BP, Tony Hayward, who's been under the gun for saying comments like,
there's no one who wants this thing over more than I do. You know, I'd like my life back.
Uh-oh, so do a lot of penguins and a lot of people in the Gulf. Anyway, President
penguins
Obama...
Penguins in the Gulf?
That would be a headline. Oh, man,
that's
pelicans.
News. Pelicans. Yes.
Pelicans. I'm sorry, penguins.
Penguins
I apologize.
Found in Gulf. Yes.
I apologize, Antarctica. That would be pelicans. Thank you, John.
I won't mention it again.
President Obama has gone after BP, saying if CEO Tony Hayward worked for him, he would have been fired by now. But based on the conversation happening on our site, thetakeaway.org, you out there are giving him a little slack. Michael from London writes, no, Tony Hayward should not resign. He and BP are doing all they can to deal with this terrible tragedy in the Gulf of Mexico. There seems to be little mention or criticism of the rig operators in this sad affair.
Yes, and there are a lot of subcontractors involved in that whole Deepwater Horizon operation. What's your take? Join the Takeaway conversation. You can call us, of course, at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post your comment on our website, thetakeaway.org.